hey, bitch, we control your bodies. Guess what? Guys win again, okay? Men win again. And yes, we control your bodies. Hi, I'm your Republican congressman. Hi, I'm your Republican congressman. It's your body, my choice. And men, women again. Men win again. There will never, ever be a female president. Never. There will never be a female president ever. It's over. Glass ceiling. Dude, it's a ceiling made of fucking bricks. You will never break it. Your stupid face keeps hitting the brick ceiling. We will keep you down forever. You will never control your own bodies. You will never be the president of the global empire. Never gonna happen, sweetie. Your body, our choice.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, November 7th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1388. Joe Biden vowed to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition, calling on Americans to accept the choice the country made, and calling on people to bring down the temperature. During his six-minute remarks, Biden said he hopes the 2024 election can lay to rest the question about the integrity of the American electoral system. It is honest, it is fair, and it is transparent, and it can be trusted, win or lose. He added, "I've said many times, you can't love your country only when you win. You can't love your neighbor only when you agree." Biden's speech comes exactly 4 years to the day that he was declared winner of the 2020 election against Trump, who refused to accept his loss, attempted to have the results overturned, and spent the years since insisting that the election was rigged. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's MAGA allies admitted that the Project 2025 plan was always the agenda for a second term. Project 2025 outlines a plan to expand the power of the executive branch, purge thousands of civil servants, replacing them with Trump loyalists, eliminate the Department of Education, dissolve the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, shrink the social safety net, end student debt relief, deport immigrants, and implement a de facto national abortion ban. Right-wing podcast host Matt Walsh wrote on social media about the 900-plus page extremist guidebook, "Now that the election is over, I think we can finally say that, yeah, actually, Project 2025 is the agenda. LOL." Steve Bannon quickly praised Walsh and amplified his post on his podcast, and then right-wing podcaster Benny Johnson said, "It is my honor to inform you all that Project 2025 was real the whole time." Even though Trump spent the campaign distancing himself from the draconian policy package prepared by the Heritage Foundation, Russell Vaught, a potential next chief of staff for Trump, said Project 2025 was the plan and that the distancing tactic was just campaign necessity. Meanwhile, Trump said there's no price tag on his plan to implement the largest deportation effort in American history. In an interview, Trump reaffirmed his commitment to mass deportations, saying his top priority is to make the U.S. border strong and powerful. He credited his immigration stance for drawing a diverse voter coalition, including notable gains among Latino voters, despite the logistical and financial challenges that officials have warned such a deportation plan would entail. Still, Trump said he has a mandate to bring common sense to the country and that he has no choice but to carry out mass deportations. Moving on, after spending more than $130 million to help Trump win re-election, Elon Musk aims to secure regulatory benefits for his companies SpaceX and Tesla. Musk requested that Trump appoint SpaceX employees to government roles, specifically within the Defense Department, which is a key client for SpaceX. Musk is reportedly seeking reduced federal scrutiny of Tesla and SpaceX, while his six companies also rely heavily on federal contracts and subsidies. Trump has hinted at placing Musk in charge of a Department of Government Efficiency to oversee extensive budget cuts, potentially slashing funds from programs like Social Security, Medicare, and National Defense. And finally, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by 25 basis points for the second time this year. The move reduces the Fed's benchmark rate to around 4.6%, down from a four-decade high of 5.3% before September's half-point reduction, and reflects the Fed's renewed focus on the job market and inflation. In a statement, the Fed said the unemployment rate has moved up but remains low, and while inflation has fallen from 9.1% in 2022, down closer to the central bank's 2% target, the Fed says it remains somewhat elevated at 2.1%. They also said the economic outlook is uncertain, a possible reference to Trump's promises to impose tariffs on U.S. imports, deport undocumented immigrants, and renew expiring tax cuts that most mainstream economists say would reignite inflation. When asked whether he would resign if Trump pressured him to leave, the Federal Reserve chairman replied simply no, adding that it's not permitted under the law for the president to fire or demote a Fed chair or any other Fed governor with a leadership position. Powell's term ends in May 2026. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.